Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Kif Aleph, and we're holding Kif Umid Beis, the last two lines, where we're quoting again from the Braisa of yesterday. And the Braisa itself was a continuation of the Mishnah on the top of Kif Umid Beis. What are we talking about? Kif is the Braisa. We're not talking about a Giranusha of a kosher animal from Bokar Vetzoin. Person ate Giranusha from a non-kosher species of animals. If you're wondering what those non-kosher species are, I hope that you learned, you listened to yesterday's lining.
Yes,
any behemoth which is not a mafreses parsa, or it's not a maligera, automatically by definition is non-kosher. The only kosher animals, mafres parsa, shisa shesa, and maligera, all of those together make it a kosher animal. Lemushel, if you're eating from a horse, not just horse meat, you're eating a gid hanosha from a horse. Ay, ay, ay. What's the din? Reb Yehuda's Machayiv Shtayim. The two isurim over here. Number one, that you're eating a behemah tameya. You're eating from a horse. Number two, you're eating a gid hanosha. So you have two isurim according to Reb Yehuda. Top of the Omid, Reb Shimon Poiter. Reb Shimon said, no, you're potter. Meaning, you're potter from the Isser of Gid Hanosha. Freik Dimora, Reb Shimon Manavsha. I'm sorry? So we're going to see now what's this for of Reb Shimon. L'choira, when Reb Shimon says poiter, we mean he's potter in Gansen. Gansen means neither on Gid Hanosha nor on the horse meat. L'choira, you should be chayv. Epis, you should be chayv. Either it's a Gid Hanosha, either a Beimit Meya. Well, what's Epis? Why? Exactly. So Freik Dimora, Reb Shimon Manavsha. Let's try to understand Reb Shimon. If you're going to tell me that one Isser is Chal on the other Isser, Nechayiv Nami Mishem Gid. He should be Chayiv L'choira, both of them. Meaning, we start off with a Behemah Tameya. The Behemah has a Gid Anosha. So why aren't you Chayiv both? The Gid Anosha Isser is Chal on the Isser of the Tameya. Be Chal too. Be Chayiv too. Elamai, I ain iser chal al iser, then l'chay misham tuma, the kodim. At the very least, be mechuyiv on the behemoth tmeya. If you hold it ain iser chal al iser. So therefore, once you have one existing iser, you can't be mechayiv a second one, but at least be mechuyiv on the behemoth tmeya iser, which comes first. Why do we say that the behemoth tmeya iser comes first? You remember because we quoted from the Mishnah yesterday, about 10 lines before the end of the Umid, that a nuzer can be mechayiv on Tumas Nozer, that he has to go and be Megaleach, and he has to bring all his Kabonois, because of the Nozer Tameh. The Mishnah said, the reason is, either Altsmes or Kezayis Menemes. And then the Gemara said, once you say Kezayis Menemes, you're Chayiv, to do the Tiglachas, and to bring all the Kabonois, is Chakal V'choyimah Agansemes. And you remember the Gemara answered, like Nitzchot's talking about a nafel, where the whole nafel was less than a full kizayis. Really, it means very, very early on in the birth stage, it was not even a birth, this was a miscarriage, and you had a nafel, shleniskashru evorav begin. It was still so early in the process of creating a human being that the evorim were not even niskashru, tied together by the gin. Why weren't they tied together by the gin? Because the gin didn't exist yet. Or at least they didn't have the koyach yet to go and be makasha them. So therefore, it's assumed that the rest of the body of the nafel was created first, and the gin was created second. So since a behemoth tamei already is from the inception, as soon as it becomes, again, the early stages, as soon as the zera causes the bayim of the female animal to now start producing a new, not animal, animal, so it's starting to produce a new child. So I'm mishing up now the case of the nafel by the tumas nozer. I'm sorry. We're talking about a child of a human being. That's the only tumah that causes the nozer to have to bring his kabonois tumas nozer and to do a tiglachas. If a nozer touches a dead sheret or a nevela or something else, just go to the mikveh and just keep on counting the days in Naziris. When do you stop counting the days in Naziris? If the Nazir either touches or is in the oil hames. So the Gemara asked, Madach Kazayis min a mess of the Chames for sure. Says Gemara, we're talking about a full-fledged Nefil, where the Gantz Nefil, Bakal Mikol Kol, was less than a shear of a Kazayis. But the Ikka that we were trying to bring is, Leniskashu Eivor of Begin. It's a chasim that the Gidin come later in the reproduction process of a human being. And Lahavdil, the same thing, Legabi Abahaimah. So therefore, the behemoth tmeya, as soon as that little seed becomes now epsashtikul behemoth tmeya, inside the boch, inside the stomach of the mami, so it already has behemoth, ashilia, avlad, whatever you want to call it. What's the din? It's not ashilia, it's a shlil. Shlil or avlad, it already becomes iser behemoth tmeya. The iser gid only happens later on, when it's a skashri vor begin, later in the process. So that's why the Gemara assumes that the behemoth tmeya iser comes first. It's zukti Gemara. Again, second and third line. He ain't iser chalal iser. If they don't hold iser chalal iser, but mechayv ishur tzema. They called him at least mechayv on the behemoth tmeya. Fine, not mechayv on the gid of the behemoth tmeya.
So why do you say potul klop?
Right, but we're not finished the whole kashi yet. That's all on the tzad that if you hold yesh begin menoisin tam. The ain't begin menoisin tam. If you tell me ain't begin menoisin tam, what means ain't begin menoisin tam? Don't think about this as being a shtick meat of the horse. Think of it being a shtickle eight, a piece of holtz, a piece of wood. That wood happens to be inside the boch, inside the mami, both legabe people and lehavdol alfiyadul. It's the same thing legabe behemis. Oh, so ibazoi. Even though the skid doesn't give a tam, but the Torah is mechay mishem gid your tam nishtam. After all, every gid anosha, according to this man Yomar, is never nois in tam, but it's still osri. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat this piece of holtz, this piece of eitz, because of exerus akusiv. So, Ibazoi, why don't you say the same thing legabi behemoth tmeya? Why are you saying it only legabi the behemoth tahira? So, Ibazoi, freit the gemura leitrib shimin shimchuyiv at least one. Because of the din of gid. Not outs the horse meat, but outs the gid, which has no tam of horse meat. It doesn't have tam ki ikr, but michayv outs the gid. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav la'ilam kasavar, ain begid menois in tam. So why are you potter the gamri? Why aren't you mechuyv at least on the gid? Vishani hasim, the Omer kra. Al kein le'yoich b'nei Yisrael le'sigid anoshe asher al kafa yorech ad hayoy mazeh. They're not allowed to eat the gid anoshe. What about the rest of the kafa yorech? No, of course, you know, it's just don't eat the gid anoshe, but the rest you're allowed to eat. Darsh in the Gemara, Mishagidoy osu ubesorei mutter. When did the Torah say you're not allowed to eat gid anoshe, when the rest of the kafa yorech is mutter? Yotzezubi tome behemet tmeya. Shagidoy osu ubesorei osu. And therefore you don't have the. Oh, Rebero, welcome on. So no isagid at all. So therefore, bottom line, according to Reb Shimon, by behemet tmeyos, no din of Isser Gid Hanasha.
So the Rishim is Darish Tam in the Quran.
He's Darish Tam in the Quran. Okay, very good. Okay, we put two dots over here. We're now done with the Sugya of a Gid Hanasha of a Behemoth Tmeya. But now we're going to talk about a Gid Hanasha, the Mushal, of a Nevela. What means a Nevela? We started off with a regular, normal Bakar Vatzayin. If you were to go and shecht it, and you find the gid anosha, you have to devein it, you have to take out that gid anosha and throw it out. What happens instead of the animal being geshochten, the animal died, and it becomes a nevela. This makes a lot of sense. The gid anosha has been there since birth of this animal. Now that this animal died, so now there's a new superimposed iser of nevela. So you have now, Remeir holds, Isser is Chal al Isser, you're Chayiv too. One because of the pre-existing Yid, and now because of the new Aveira of Nevelim. V'chomim oimrem, einoi Chayiv el achas. You're only Mechuyiv one. In other words, you're only Mechuyiv on the Gid Hanosha, which was first, and you don't say Isser Chal al Isser, and therefore the Isser Nevelim, although the Isser Nevelim is going to be Chal on the rest of the animal, because the animal is now dead. So you're not allowed to eat it. It's nevelami. But it's nevelami is not going to be chal on the gid anosha. So you only be chayv out the gid, not out the nevelami. So the choyre and the machloik between Ramei and the Chum is very, very simple. Ramei holds iser chal al iser, and the Chum say, ain't iser chal al iser. But lo behold, look what Rav Yehuda Rav says. Umoidim chachom the Rameir. In other words, you took a regular, normal animal, and you were makdish it for a carbon oila, and you brought it for a carbon oila. Now, are you allowed to eat from a carbon oila? Chas v'sholem, of course not. You're going to be moil behegdish. It's killer kulul on the mizbeach. So you have one iser of oila. But besides that, you have the ginanosha of the oila. Uyayay. And that ginanosha iser also pre-existed the oila. The animal was 3 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old. Normal, regular animal. Avad is a ginanosha inside. There's an iser ginanosha. Now that I'm makdish for the oila, that ginanosha iser doesn't go away. So now, after you were makdish for an oila, if somebody were to take that ginanosha and eat it, then even the chachamim that said a moment ago by nevela, ainoi chayiv ala achas, hear them with mechoy. I'm sorry?
Because of ain
is a chalal iser. Here they hold that iser is your chalal iser. And the same thing applies to a shor haniskov, meaning that this shor unfortunately killed someone, and then they were done, they bezer were done at mamisa, and then instead of doing a skila, they went and shechted it, or even if they did a skila, and now the person wants to eat from that gid hanosha, if he does, then he's chayiv shtayim, then he's mechuyiv too. Now we have to understand the difference between the reish and the sefer. Why by nevela do you say only mechuyiv one, according to chamim, ain chayiv al achas? And why? Umoidim chachamim. By oila and shor haniskov, you're going to be chayiv too. Zok timar, I'll tell you why. Because in the case of the reisha by nevela, it was only an iser koilel. Sefer, you had the benefit of iser koilel together with iser moisif. What does that mean? Okay, so b'chol ha'teira kulu, whenever you talk about ein iser chal al iser, in other words, even according to Bani Yama that holds, ein iser chal iser, there are two exceptions to the rule. What are the two exceptions? There's an iser koilel exception, and there is a moisif exception. In addition to that, there's also an iser babas achas, or other iser chomurs, which we'll talk about later. But at the moment, we're only talking about the iser koilel and the iser moisif. The koilel and moisif sound very much the same. So that's why we have to try to distinguish between one and the other. So Rashi explains, iser moisif means that in terms of that particular iser, you haven't made it any different than it was before. But what you've done is you spread the iser to other parts of the equation. So let's talk about Lemusha, the case of the behemah. This behemah was a beautiful, wonderful behemah. In fact, I already had an appointment with the shoychit. He's going to go and shecht it tomorrow. The only iser that was there in that behemah was the gid hanosha. That's it. Unfortunately, my behemah was walking down the street. There was a car that didn't watch the red light and went shoo, straight into the behemah's gevorin on the veila yet. Now that it's nevela, not only is the gid hanosha osur, but the entire body of the animal is osur. They got into flesh. What's the chanevela? So nach nishka gishocht an animal. So that's what we call an iser koil. Iser koil means that I'm adding to the equation. Until now, it was only that small gin hanosha inside the animal, and now the ganze animal. Oh. So now, what's the din? If you hold of iser koil, migri de chal iser on all of the rest of the animal, I say that it's also chal on the gid hanosha at all, as well. Even though normally ain't iser chal iser, but since I have this iser koil, which is going to go and chaptuch, it's going to go and be chal on the rest, it's going to be, it not only catches up, but it's also going to go migui. The chal al zeh, it's also chal al zeh the gid hanosha. And that's the iser koil exception to the normal din of ain iser chal al iser. Therefore, says our Gemara, the chachamim, they do not hold of iser koilu. All you added to the equation was that other parts of the animal became nevela, maskim. So the rest of the animal is nevela. But as far as the gid hanosha is concerned, nothing has changed. It all remains the same. But there's one more exception. That's the iser moisif. Iser moisif means it's not that we're adding quantity, but we're adding, if you will, quality. What's size quality? That on the iser itself, it has now become an intensified iser. How does it become intensified? Because until now, there was only an iser achila. You're not allowed to go and eat the gid hanosha. Are you allowed to go and give it to a goy? Yes, because a goy. Our Gemara is assuming that goyim are allowed to go and eat gid hanosha. Let's not go at your Baruch Hashem Kanai Nahor. Again, Ganshas is beautiful. But let's just focus on our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that the only din of gid hanosha only applies to yidin. It doesn't apply to goy. So therefore, if I have...
No?
Please, I'll take on a bissel. So now you have this gid hanosha. I have no use for it. Instead of throwing it into the garbage, I have kluvim. Kluvim is okay. Yeah. I have my dog. If I live in the west side, I have at least two or three dogs per person. And therefore, instead of having to go and buy brand new Hearts Mountain Fido food for my dogs. I can go and give the ginanusha to the dog. Baruch Hashem, I save myself now 50 cents because I give my ginanusha. But I'm having anua. There's no iser hanua. It's only alkein loy yoichlu. It's an iser of achila, not an iser of anua. However, if I makdish my animal and I make it into a korban oila, or if this animal became a shor haniskol, then we have not only iser achila, we also have an iser hanua. Because when it comes to kudishim, the iser meila is not only eating, but in now it'll be moil behegdish, now that I have anua from the hegdish. And the same thing by the shor haniskol. The Gemara says at Shaitan Pusik that after you go hashor yisukol, uval hashor nuki. Nuki menechusav, the ein loy behanua shel klim. You now that I have anua. So this is already called not an iser koil, this is called an iser moisev. But really it's both. Why is it both? Because if I take my animal and I makdish it for a korbin oila, number one, the entire animal is now usher, not just that singular gid hanosha. Or if this animal becomes a shor hanisko, it's not only the gid hanosha, it's usher, the whole animal is usher. So that's iser koil. As far as the gid hanosha is concerned, as far as the entire animal is concerned, it's not only an iser achila, it's also an iser hanoa. So therefore, zokti gemara, even though the Chachamim hold in the Reisha, the Gabi Nevela, since it's only the Isser Koil alone, less lay. However, if you combine the Isser Koil together with an Isser Moisif, which the Gemara calls an Isser Chomor, that already even the Chachamim agree that Isser is Chal al Isser. So now getting back to the Gemara, Uman Haitana, the Isser Koil, Isser Chal al Isser, less lay. In the Reisha, he holds Isser Chal Isser Lesle, meaning, and that's why only Eini Chayv Ela Achas, only Chayv on the Gid Anosha, not on the Nevela. Because the Nevela is only an Isser Koil, it didn't add any intensity to the Gid. The Isser of Gid and the Isser Nevela are both Isurim of Achila, not an Isser of Hanoh. What do you do with the Nevela? You can go either the Kelev Tashlichan Oisai, or we had in yesterday's Pusik. The Pusik said, if a Busa Nevela, Busa Trefa, what can you go and do it? That you can go and sell it to a Goy, you can go the either what solution a Pusik, Lenochri Tim Karena, or Achoy Lenochri Epsazai. Anyway. Right, the Sina Lager and or Mechir to the Goy. Okay, anyway, but bottom line is, Vushtai to Nigmura, since it's only an Issa Koil, less lay. He holds that this is not an Isra Hanoa, it's only Koil, not an Isra Moisev, and that's why in the case of Nevela, only one Isra. However, in the Sefer, when we're not talking about Nevela, we're talking about Kodshim, Oila, or Ashar and Niskal, then you have an Isra Koil together with an Isra Chomer, Islay, then, oh, damult, your Koil and Moisev together, then Itaki is Chal, and that's why you made him Chomer a Meir, by Yechol Gid Anosha, Shal Oila, Shar Niskal, your Chayiv Shtayim.
So every Isra Moisev is an Isra Koil too.
Every isn't no. You can have a moisef without a koil. You can have. We'll talk about it as we go further in the Gemara. So, yes. Yeah, so now the Gemara wants to know. Okay. So now that we have defined why the or we've explained why the chum hold by Neveli only chayiv one and by Oil and Shor Niski chayiv two. Freitim uman haytana. Who is the Tana that holds that way? Amarava Rabbi Yosi Haglilihi. Where is Rabbi Yosi Haglili? None. And now we go into a different sugya altogether. And now we're talking about a person who's tamei and eats kudishim. Now there are two separate halachas which people often confuse. And that is, if the person is tamei and he eats kudishim, which were tahar, then the Torah says, kichol oichal tamei, temusei ulav v'nichrisa. It's a different halacha of kuris. If you happen to be tamei, anyone, Koyin, Levi, Yisrael, who's entitled to eat this carbon, if it's a Shlomim Lamushal, even Azor is allowed to eat it, even Yisrael. And if it's a carbon, Chatos, a carbon, Usham, can only be eaten by Kahanim. If there's a kosher 100% carbon, and the person who's eating it, Timusei Ulav Yam Zbitame, Venichosi, gets a din of Karis. If he did it Beshoigig, every time you have a din of Karis, Beshoigig, you have to bring a carbon Chatos. And Barry will tell us it's not a Chatos Kivua, it's a Chatos. Oy leviyoyed means depending on that person's wealth. Exact financial status. Good. So that's the Gabi, the case of the person who's tamei and eats kudishim. What happens the other way around? The person is tohar, He just had on him Azur Shlishu Shvi, not that he required it, but he had it anyway, just to be on the safe side. And he went into the mikveh 101 times. Keneged Kif Aleph, Daf Kuf Aleph, 101 times he went to the mikveh. And he waited for Herif Shemesh. So everybody agrees, he's Tuhar Legamri. Unfortunately, he ate a piece of Kudishim that became Tomei. How did the Kudishim become Tomei? Very simple. It touched a piece of Nevela, it touched a dead Sheretz, for whatever reason. And then that person who's Tuhar eats that kodshim, which happens to be Tameh, what's the din? He's over an Isser Lav, but it's not an Isser of Karis, only an Isser Lav. Okay, fine. What happens now if you combine the two? Then you can get very confused. This person is both Tameh, and he's eating kodeshim, which is Tameh. What's the din now? Does he get the Karis, and therefore Bishogi has to bring a Karman Chatas? Or do I say, he hasn't really done anything bad vis-a-vis the kachim. It's tummy anyway. So he's tummy, it's tummy. Maybe it's only an Isser Lav and not an Isser of Karis. So that's what's going to be the machloikis now, as you will see. Not tummy she'ochel kodesh. Bein kodesh tummy, bein kodesh tohar, he's chayiv. In other words, the Tanakhama says, because he happens to be tummy, it makes no difference whether the kachim is tummy or the kachim is tohar, he's chayiv. If he did it b'shoigeg, he's chayiv to go and bring a carbon chatas because of the fact that he was tamei. Rabbi Yosi Glida said, no. Rabbi Yosi Glida oimer, tamei she'ochel le'tohar is chayiv. Avada, that's normal. That's your normal case. A person, tumas aguf, eats kudishim, which were tohar, then you're chayiv, since he did it b'shoigeg, he's chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. Tamei she'ochel satamei is patur. Why? In other words, Rabbi Yosef Glili is now, excuse me, being Deutish Tam Medikra. What's the reason why you normally get Kares? Because you are defiling Ashtikul Kudishim. Kudishim is so holy that you're Makdish like Kudish Baruchi. You brought the Aymer on the Mizbeach, etc., etc. And now you're Tamei, and you're eating it, you're causing it to you Mechal the Kudishim. So it's a turn you go and get Kares for that, and Shoigi, you bring Karm Chattas. But the thing was anyway, Tomei, so what did I do wrong? I mean, I shouldn't have done it, but Amas, I haven't made anything worse than it was before, and therefore, Zedroshi Aglili, in such a case, although, of course, you're over the Isser Lav, but there's no Isser of Kares, and therefore, you would not bring a Karm Chattas, Bishoigi. Azizu Kribiyas Yaglili. Amr Lai Sadecham said to him, Af Tomei Shacha Sator, Kibin Shinoga Bai Tameyu. Every single time a Tomei touches that carbon before he begins to put it into his mouth, he's already metame the carbon. Why? Because how did he take it into his hands and put it into his mouth? That fact that he was a tame and he ate the tohar makes the tohar automatically a second before he starts biting into it, it already became tame. And nevertheless, the Torah says that if you happen to be tame and you go and eat kudishim, which was tohar a second ago, but now becomes tame, you're chayiv karis. So here, l'chayiv, the same thing applies. Now, I know all of you are thinking to yourselves, who says that he actually went and touched the kudishim? Can't they be talking about that somebody else tochav chaveiroi into his mouth? And guess what? Toisis asked this kasha. Let's see the toisis. Shapik amrele, right? You see where the short lines end, the big lines begin. Shapik amrele, rabban le'b yoysek lili. Yoidim hoyu, the chazal nu, t'loi airi kishetochav loi chaveiroi b'toich pet. We're not talking about a case where someone stuffed his mouth and put in his mouth that piece, so he didn't touch it himself. Medekami lehochi, because the Gemara says that. What does the Gemara mean? What Toysis is getting at is very simple. It's very easy to go and do an ukimta in a Mishnah or in a Braisa and say the Mishnah's Braisa is not talking about a situation where he touched it, but somebody else is talking of lechaveri teichpiv. But let's look at the Pusik in Parshas Shmini or in Parshas Re'ei, wherever the Torah talks about this inyan of going eating kudishim betima. Every time a person who's Tomei and he goes and eats kudishim, look, the Torah, you go and get Kares, and be sure you have to go and bring chatas. Kikol oichel koidish v'nech v'temusei ulav v'niz tamei v'nech says the din of Kares. So then you're going to go and tell me, yeah, but it's only talking about that somebody else was toich of the toich piv. Why? Because if he himself was eating with his own hands and his own fork and knife, then he's metamei it as soon as he's going to go and touch that meat before it even comes into his mouth. So every single time you'll have a situation of a tomei who's eating kachim b'toma, Ah, so you're going to say that the only time the Torah was mechayiv that koris is somebody else is toichiv like toich piv. Nish mestaba to go and say anukimta in a pasuk in the Torah. So anytime it's in the Torah, you go and get yet koris because you ate. Kudish mitima, somebody else stuck it into your mouth. Come on, give me a break. Normally, does somebody stick the food into your mouth? You go and put it into your own mouth. And nevertheless, the Torah is mechayiv. So you see that even though the kodshim became tamei for 5 seconds before he ate it, but lamasa became tamei. And nevertheless, the Torah says you mechuyiv on that koris. The same thing applies. Any time a tamei that goes and eats from kudishim, which was tamei, you get koris. Azeizung the chachamim terbi yosei aglili. Now, the Omer Rava. So Rava now explains a little bit further the machloikis b'tanakam and Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Look to Ravazai. Benit mahaguf viach katnit mabasar kol yamalei peligi dechayiv. Which one happened first? Did he become tomei first, or did the kodshim become tomei first? What difference does that make? If nitma haguf, he was already tamei, and now we just shechted a carbon, and then after the shechted the carbon, unfortunately the carbon became tamei. But even before the carbon became tamei, it was tahar. Right before you shechted it, it was tahar. Now even after you shechted it, it was still tahar. Before it touched an avail or touched a dead sheret or whatever it was. So the tumas haguf came first. The tumas basar came second. Kuliyamalei pligi. Everybody would agree, both the Tanakama and the Riyosi Aglivi, the Chayiv, that you would be Mechuyiv, a Chatas if it was Bishoygik, and Koris if it was Bemezid. Why? Both of them are Tamei, the Issa Koris Kodim, because the fact that he became Tamei Tumas Aguf, when he looks at any Kodshim in the world, he says to himself, I'm not allowed to eat this one, that one, that one, this one, this one, that one. Why? Because of the fact that he is Tamei Tumas Aguf, he's not allowed to eat. And if he eats a Kudishim, then he Chas Hashem gets Koris. So after this carbon was geshachten, he's looking at the carbon now. It's still tahar. Don't eat from it. Otherwise, you go and get karas. And then, unfortunately, a minute later, the kodshim became tamei. But since his iser already was there from before, then if Itaka goes and eats from this kodshim now, he would get karas bemezid, and Meshogiyeb has to be in his carbon. Chattis. Everybody agrees.
And not
just an iser lav. Keep ligis. So where is the machloikis now between Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi Aglili? The gabe a tomei she'ochel es a tomei. Keep ligis minit ma'basav yachan in maguf. That first the kodshim became tomei, and he looks at it and he says, "Oh, I can't eat it anymore because I'm going to get a lav by eating kodshim, which is tomei." And only after that nit ma'haguf, then he became tomei tumasaguf, and now lechoyde it should rise to the iser of kares. I'm not sure because the basa was tummy already from before. Uh-huh. So now we come to Nitmaguf. The question is, are we moisif now this Isser Kares to his status? Rabbanan Islu Isser Koila, the Migui, the Mechayiv Achatichos Tehoirois, the Alma, Mechayiv Nami Achaticha Temeya. Say the Rabbanan, there's an Isser Koil. What means the Isser Koil? Because until this point in time, since he was not tummy, right? The Kipligim Nitma Basar, the Yachak Nitma Haguf. So vis-a-vis that carbon which was already Tamei, he already had an Issalav from before. But vis-a-vis all other Kabbanas, no Issalav, Fakerta, a mitzvah to go and eat Kudishim and go and praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, forgive me this Kudishim, etc. That's when he was Tahar. Now when he's Nit Mahaguf, he becomes Tamei to all the other Kodshim that are in the Azorah, which have been Geshochten, or in Yushalayim, any Shlomim that people want to go and eat. So that's an Issa Koilu. What means an Issa Koilu? As a result of the Tumas Aguf, nothing has happened vis-a-vis that original shtickle flesh that we had before, that was nitma bosa from before. Because anyway, he was not allowed to eat that al tisalav. But now, all the other kudishim that until now he could eat, because he was tar, as a result of becoming nitma aguf, then there's an isakoil involved. What's the isakoil? That now he becomes also not only to that carbon that was tameh from before, but to all other karbanais. Oh. Rabbanan Islu Isser Koilu, the Miga de Mechayiv Achatichos Tehoirois. Just like his Tumas Aguf does not allow him to eat from any of the Tahar Dika Kodeshim, Achatichos Tehoir is the Alma, Mechayiv Nami Achatichos Tameh. Therefore, he's also Chayiv on the Achatichos Tameh that was already Chayiv, that was already Tameh from before. That's the Tanakh, that's the Rabbanan. And they hold the Isser Koilu. Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Lesley Isser Koilu. Why? The Miga Loyamrina, he doesn't say, migoy that I'm a chayiv now on the chatichas tohoyrois, I'm now ultim mechuyiv on the chaticha tmeya. Why should I say that? I was already mechuyiv on the chaticha tmeya ready from before I became tamei. So just because I become tamei, and now I'm aser on all the other pieces of kachim, taka emes, that's an iser koil, but he does not hold that the iser koil affects this particular tamei dika kachim, because he doesn't hold the iser of koil.
Why is it not iser
meiser? So now we're going to talk about it momentarily. So let's get to that in a moment. So, don't be nervous. So that's what Rava was saying before. Getting back to that original memory of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that we distinguish between Nevela, with a Chum saying Yechayiv El Achas. By the Oila we say Yechayiv too. What's the reason why there's a difference by Nevela and by Oila? So Rimor says, because these Chachomim, those are the ones that hold Issa Koilel Lesley, they don't hold Issa Koilel. But if it's an Issa Koilel Met, then it's a Chomer, meaning like it is a Koilel Met, then it's a Moisev, then Islay. Who is that man? The Amasad Rishi Aglili. Now we've only brought Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Gab of the Issa Koilel, that he doesn't hold of the Issa Koilel. But how do I know that he holds an Issa Koil combined with an Issa Chum of an Issa Moisiv? Then he does hold that. Zok Yetzti Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Nehid, the Issa Koil, Lesle, the Issa Kal, Yove Issa Chumr, Yochel al Issa Kal. Why don't we say, like Rava was saying, that Rabbi Yosef Glili, although he doesn't hold from Stam Issa Koil, but if the Koil is combined with Lemushel, the Isser Moisif, like by the Oila or the Shara Niskel, or the Gemara assumes any other type of other Chumrah, then he would be maskim that Isser is Chal al Isser. So, Frank Timura, why did Rabbi Yosef Glili hold in our case that it is an Isser Koil together with an Isser Moisif or an Isser Chomer? What is that Isser Moisif, Isser Chomer that you're talking about? So, Timura, Rabbi Yosef Glili, he the Isser Koil Lesley. That's what Isser Kal. But you have the Isser Chomer Yochel al Isser Kal. What is the Isser Chomer that we're talking about? The Tumas Aguf. Shari Tumas Aguf is Bikareis. Oh, so just like we said before, that if you intensify the Isser by making it no longer just Usa Bachila, but making it Usa Banur, so it's not only an Isser Koil vis-a-vis the whole Behema, but also Moisif in the intensity of the Isser. Here I'm also being Moisif in the intensity of the Isser. Why? Because you're talking about originally it was only Tumas Basar. The individual was Tahar. So you're saying he's not allowed to eat it, it's Isser Lav. Now he becomes Tumas Saguf. So you're saying that's an Isser Koil, not only can't eat that original, but he can't eat any other Kabbalahs. But guess what? It's also an Isser Moisif as well. Because if he goes and eats Kudashim, he's no longer just Oivra Lav, since he happens to be now Tumas Saguf. If he eats any kosher Kudashim, then he gets Karis. Meager that it's chal on all the other pieces of Kudishim throughout the Azara and throughout Yerushalayim. He's going to be over an Isser of Karis, which is avada much more chomer than just an Isser lav. Meager that you have that chomer, it should also be chal on that shtickle flesh that was already Osir because it was Tameh from before. If that's the famous Rabbi Yosef Aglili that you're talking about, he doesn't hold koil alone, but he does hold koil together with an Isser Moisef. Here I have an Isser Moisef. What's my Isser Moisef? Because vis-a-vis that kodshim, all the kodshim, he's no longer just over on a lav, he now gets a din of karis. So migrate that it's chal, the Isser karis, and all the other shtikluch, I should say it's chal on this piece as well. And as a result, Rabbi Yosef Aglili should agree that he should be chayiv a korban chatos, if he did a bishoygi, and b'meizid, he should be chayiv kareis.
You said before, he doesn't hold for migoy.
He doesn't hold migoy if it's only an Isser koil alone, because that's an Isser kal. That's how Rava started off. What, how did Rava say before? Remember, they said, Gemara, a man haitana, the Isser koil, Isser kal, Isser lesle. But Isser koil, but Isser chomor, is isle. Here I have it, Isser koil, met an Isser chomor. Because on all the other pieces, not only does he have a lav, but now that he has a din of Tumas Aguf, it's an Isser Kareis. It said Rabbi Yosef Aglili should say it should be chal not only on all the other pieces of kachim, on that original mit amigoi, because you have the koil tzadam mit the Isser chomor. Rav Ashi, man leimel on the Tumas Aguf chamura, tumet Tumas Basa chamura, to lesle tahara b'mikvah, says Rav Ashi. Yes, your svara that Tumas Aguf is more chomer because of the Isser, that it's Isser Kareis, it's a very good svara. On the other hand, I can go and tell you that there is a greater Isser in terms of the Tumas Basar than the Tumas Aguf. How is that more chomer? Because if a person becomes tamei, what does he need to do to remove himself from that tumah? What does he do? He goes to the mikveh, and you wait for Harav Shamish, and then everything becomes tar. This shtikl kachin that became tamei, what happens if you insert into the mikveh kif aleph 101 times? Gunish aleph. In that sense, that happens to be the iser chomer, not the kedusha sekov. So therefore, says the Gemara, you don't have a kasher basically, because you cannot really go and pinpoint and say, this happens to be an iser koil with an iser chomer, because of the fact he gets courage. Maybe not. Maybe the iser chomer is the tumas habasar, which can never become tar. No, you have no ra. In other words, a kasher that you wanted to go on. Yeah, nechalam. That's what the Gemara means to say.
Nochmal. Who is the chomer?
We've assumed that it's Rabbi Yosi Haglili, and
the raya that he holds like that.
We do not have a right. That's correct. We do know that he holds the gabi isra koil alone is gunish. But the Gemara assumes that isra koil combined with an isra chomer does fall to your gal. So why did he hold that by tumah? Because it's not isra chomer. Because the basar is more chomer than his tumah segul. For eight Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Glili left the isra koil. You're telling me that he doesn't hold of the isra koil. But Tanya, I'll bring you a right that he does hold the isra koil. Where? But Tanya Shabbos Yom Kippurim. What happens if Yom Kippur falls out in Shabbos? And as we know, this happens every few years. Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. And the next week, Yom Kippur falls out in Shabbos. Both Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you're now allowed to do malacha. That's a double portion. What happened? Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim. Shogag v'osa malacha. Oyoyoy. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. He didn't realize it was Yom Kippur. What happened? He did malacha on that day. Minayin shechayv al zeh bi'atzmoy, val zeh bi'atzmoy. How do you know you're chayiv two times, and if he did a bishoyik shogag, he has to bring two separate karbonis chatos. How do I know? Tam aloyim it says Shabbos he, and Yom Kippurim who? Divri of Yosei Glili. In other words, each iser is on its own, and so therefore, each one is independent. That's why you have to go and bring two separate chatos, one al Shabbos and one al Yom Kippur. That's Divri of Yosei Glili. That's our Rabbi Yosei Glili. Oyoyoy. Rabbi Kiva, oy mein chayiv al achas, you only chayiv one. The Gemara doesn't tell us which one it is. We're going to talk about that a little bit further. But in the meantime, Rabbi Yosei Glili holds of two. Now, how do you hold of two? Didn't Rabbi Yosei Glili hold that there is no Isser Koil? So you can ask me, which one is the Isser Koil? Says Rashi, the Isser Koil is Yom Kippur. Why is Yom Kippur? I'm sorry, Nachum?
Shabbos is always there.
Okay, and Yom Kippur is also every year. You're right, Shabbos is 50 times a year, 52 times a year. Yom Kippur is only once a year, but every year you have Yom Kippur. I hope you never skipped it. Anyway, the reason why Yom Kippur is considered to be Isser Koilel is because Shabbos, what are you not allowed to do on Shabbos? You're not allowed to do malucha. Are you allowed to eat shulin?
Yeah,
are you allowed to eat kiddush?
Yes.
Some people are machmir on that, and they're matrink to mest. But are you allowed to do that in Yom Kippur? Chas v'shalom. It's a koil, because not only there is a malacha, there's also an isser achila. So it's a broader isser. Good. So therefore, Jokta gets the Gemara. That's why it contributes to Glili. That's why he holds the choyre, you have the two. And Rabbi Kiva, oymer eini chayav al achas. So now, what do we choyre see from this? That Rabbi Yosei Glili holds of Isser Koil, because he holds the Gabi Shabbos in Yom Kippur, Yechayiv too. If Rabbi Yosei Glili less like Isser Koilel, Yechayiv should only be Chayiv one. I don't know which one yet. We'll talk shortly about the Shabbos Yom Kippur, but I should only be Chayiv one. I shouldn't be Chayiv two. If he does not hold of Isser Koilel, and that's the Choyd for Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva saying Yechayiv al Achas. That's Gemara's kasha. You said in the Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosei Glili, Leslie Isser Koilel, and here I see that he, Yeshla Isser Koilel. Sholach Rovin Mishum, Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Chanina, Kach Hatzor Shul Mishnah, the Epoch. Kach Hatzor Shul Mishnah, says Rashi, Staka Emes, that's how everybody learned it. We say Mishnah, it's really a Braisa, but that's how he uses the term Mishnah. In Bismedish, Zoy Mataki Galend. But it's a mistake. The Epoch, you should taka go and switch it around. And when we say in the Reisha, that you chayv al zeh bi'atzo, zeh bi'atzo, that's Rabbi Akiva. Uh-huh. And when it says, ein chayv alacha, that's Rabbi Yosei Glili. And then you were okay, then we're fine. However, it's not so simple. Sholach Rav Yitzchak bar Yankov bar Giyuri, Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan, v'div Rabbi Yosei Glili, l'may di ofchan, now that we've taka switched it around, and Rabbi Yosei Glili, lesli irsa koil, and you only chayv one. So now, until now we spoke about that he was shogag on both of them. In other words, he didn't realize it was Shabbos. He didn't realize it was Yom Kippur. So that's why, according to Rabbi Kiva, you chayiv two. Rabbi Yosei says you only chayiv one. But what happens if you have an interesting case? what is that? Shogeg b'Shabbos v'hizid b'Yom Kippurim. He knew that today is Yom Kippur, but he forgot that it was Shabbos. And he did a melachat on that day. So as far as Shabbos is concerned, it was a total shogeg. However, it was amazed vis-a-vis Yom Kippur. Uyoyoy. What's the halacha? He's chayiv. He has to go and bring a korban chatos out the shogeg of Shabbos. He's a b'Shabbos v'shogeg b'Yom Kippurim. What happens if he did amaze it? He knew it was Shabbos and he did melucha. I chvais is Shabbos. I don't care. And he did amaze it on melucha anyway. V'shogeg b'Kippurim. Hey, I didn't know it was Yom Kippur. I would know Yom Kippur. So he's a b'Shabbos v'shogeg b'Yom Kippurim. That he's potter. He doesn't have to go and bring a korban chatos on the shogeg of Yom HaKippurim. Frey Timora, my timer, what's the nafkimina between the first case and the second case? Amar Abaye. Shabbos kviya v'kaima Yom HaKippurim beidina deka kavilei. This is similar to what Rabbi Yankiv was trying to say a minute ago. Very good. What means Shabbos kviya v'kaima? Throughout the year, whether at the Bezdin meets or doesn't meet with the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin Agudal meets, Shabbos is every seventh day. Yom Kippur, however, the Bezdin has to get together and be kaveh and say, Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Thursday, that's going to be Rosh Hashanah, Thursday and Friday, and Mamela, Yom Kippur is going to be the next week, is going to be on Shabbos. But if the Bezdin wouldn't have been kaveh that, if they'd been kaveh that Rosh Hashanah is a day or two earlier, a day or two later, then of course, what would happen? Then Yom Kippur would be different. So in that sense, the Gemara considers Shabbos to be the original Isser that was there. And then the Yom Kippur is a tzigi kimener, like you said yesterday, that was a new Isser that's being chal on it. I'm sorry?
I think Moshe, that's the Messias, because Yom Kippur, the Bezdin is making. If the Bezdin wouldn't make it, if the Bezdin wouldn't be kiveh shchodesh, the Kippur wouldn't come.
It wouldn't be chal.
The Messias talk, it's not like that. That's what the word is answering.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense. Please hold your point. We'll get back to it, Mitchim, in another moment. So now to understand, so let's go over what did Rav Yitzchak Bar Yanka Bar Giuri Mishum de Rav Yochanan say. We have the case of Shogeg b'Shabbos v'hizid b'yom HaKippurim. Since which one comes first, so to speak, Shabbos comes first. Why? Because that's Kviyav HaKaima. So therefore, the Isser of Shabbos was Chal initially. And then as a result of the Bezdin paskening, like Rabbi Yosef says, Yom Kippur was chal on top of that Shabbos. And if you hold normally Ein Isser chal al Isser, you'd only have the Isser of Shabbos. So what happens then? So I still have my Isser Shabbos, because that was the first one. The Yom Kippur I ignore. Why? Because that's Isser chal al Isser. So therefore you're going to be chayiv on the Shkoga of Shabbos. You're not going to chayiv a chatas on the Hezid of Yom Kippurim, because there was no Shkog over there. But you do have the Chorim Chattas because of the Shkog of Shabbos. What happens the other way around? He's a B'Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos, but he couldn't care less. V'Shog B'Yom Kippurim, so now his Shogi was on Yom Kippur. Since Shabbos came first, Yom Kippur wants to be Chal on Shabbos. It can't be Chal on Shabbos. Why can't it be Chal on Shabbos? Because Ein Isser Chal Isser. Shabbos was first. Therefore, Zokti Gemara, that's L'Choyer the Svara, why in the first case, you're chayiv on that shoygig, because Shabbos came first. It was the first Isser. You did a shoygig on an Isser kores, therefore you have to go and bring a korban chatos. But if you in the second case, Shabbos was taka first, but there was no shoygig b'Shabbos, it was a hizah b'Shabbos. And now you have Yom Kippur being chal on that, and Yom Kippurim chal on that Shabbos, so even though you did a shkaga, you're potter, because you didn't do an Isser, and Isser chal al Isser. L'choyer, that's how Rabbi Yochanan is learning according to Yisrael Yanka Bar Giuri. Amalei Rava. Rava said.
Explain again why Shabbos is Kadam?
Because.
And furthermore, we have the whole din of Tosfos Yanta from Yom Kippur. And we learned from that to Shabbos. But really, it could be Yom Kippur starts a little bit early because of the specific mitzvah of being mostly from Yom Kippur.
Okay, so. Let's deal with your two issues. Your first issue is, how is Shabbos considered to be earlier than Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says the reason why it's earlier is because, not that in a time sense it's earlier, in the sense of the calendar. What happens if the Bezdin would not meet? Shabbos is going to be every seventh day of the week, because that's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu is koyveyet. However, Yom Kippur, you need to have B'nai Adam getting together and legislating and saying Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, and the next week is going to be Shabbos. So the Gemara considers that that to be a svara that Shabbos came first and Yom Kippur was chal number two. And in fact, the Gemara is not happy with that teretz of Abaye, and Rav immediately says, all of that sounds wonderful and sounds lumdish mit tzveidinim, and this comes first and this comes second. Amalei Rav soif soif tzvayi b'hadi adadi ka'asu. They both start at the same moment. After the Bezdin decided which day is Yom Kippur, guess what? Yom Kippur and Shabbos are going to start b'bas achas, exactly at the same time. So tzelmanish kamas is because Shabbos kvi v'kaima, which is more a very lumdish svara. Let's talk on impracticality, which is basically what Brother Shai is asking. On a practical level, they both start at the same time. But Brother Shai asks the second question, l'chor there's a din of Toisis Yom Kippurim, which l'chor starts even earlier than that. Okay, so now Ramosha Chaim answers, when it comes to the din of Toisis Yom Kippurim, there's in fact a machloikis rishonim, whether it happens to be mina toira or midraban. Even though the Gemara learns it from a pasik, mi erev ad erev, many of them before Shem say that this is only a din b'derabanan, and the whole din is that's an asmachta. And even those that hold it's tiraisa, there's a lot of raid among the achronim. What happens if a person during that period of toisis Yom Kippurim, if he ate or if he did malacha, would he go and get kores for eating and destroying yontif? Or no, it just happens to be abazundra iser that when you have Yom Kippur, 10 minutes before, half an hour before, whatever your toisis Yom Kippur is going to be, during that period of time, if you do a malacha, you do a nechil, you'll be over an isalav, the isalav of not being moisef ala koydish, but it doesn't get the full strength of Yom Kippur. So therefore, getting back to Brother Shai, in terms of the halacha of the isser, one second, according to the isser, maybe it's only an isra bo mechlal aseh, maybe it's isra aseh, but it
okay.
Doesn't...
All right, that's a good chair.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So anyway, bottom line is, we are now stuck with our kasha. I don't understand... Sorry, was up there? Okay, Ayin Sham. Getting back to Agimur now. So, Zukti Mori, so according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's taka the chilik between the Shogig B'Shabbos v'Hiz B'Yam Kippurim? He's a B'Shabbos Shogig B'Yam Kippurim. L'choyre, if you hold that even though the two... Why in the first case did Rabbi Yochanan say Shogig B'Shabbos, he's chayiv on that Shogig? But if it's Izid B'Shabbos Yom Kippurim, he's Potter. L'choira, both of these happen to be either, you have the, even if you hold that Shabbos comes first, the Yom Kippurim is an Isser Koilel, and if Rabbi Yossi Aglili doesn't hold of the Isser Koilel, I don't have a problem. But if you do have an Isser Koilel, then why tak is the person Potter on that? So says the Gemara L'choira, you're talking about both of them are Chal at the same time, so why, getting back to the top brisa, we had originally Rabbi Yosef Glidi and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yosef Glidi said Yechayev 2. Rabbi Kiva said 1. We did have an ahapachu and we switched it around. And now Rabbi Yosef Glidi only holds 1. Frey Timar, why does he hold 1? He should go and hold that since both of them are happening b'bas achas, you're Chayev 2, because they're both chal at the same moment, even though one is kviya v'kaima, and even though it's beidina kakavile. The bottom line is, 7 o'clock, 6:30, 8 o'clock, whenever this man is, both of them are chal at the basachas. Elam Aravas. Aravas says something which is mamish fascinating, beyond fascinating. Says Rava, unfortunately, shmo dehav, it was his man shmahad. What means his man shmahad? That the local authority said, we want to make sure that the Jews do not keep to their religion. This year, Rabbi Sai, no Yom Kippur. We don't want to see anybody going and stopping from malacha or stopping from eating. This is no Yom Kippur. Shmat. Oyoyoy. So what are we going to do now? It was Pikiach Nefesh. So therefore, Pikiach Nefesh is exactly. So what are we going to do now as a result of Shmat? So therefore, the Oilam at that time, the Rabbanan at that time, we're not talking about the Sanhedrin. We're talking about the local Rabban at that time said, we cannot, chas v'sholem, forget that there's an Inyan of Yom Kippur, the Kinderloch, the older people, Metzung, in year 2026 Chulila, that we didn't do Yom Kippur, Chulila. So therefore they said, even though Yom Kippur really came out that week, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or whatever, I know Yom Kippur can never fall out on Friday, sorry, but nevertheless they said, this year we're pushing off Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Why? Because the authorities, when they see that we're being Mekayim Shabbos, that didn't bother them. Why didn't it bother them? Apparently, even Goyim also rested on the weekend, so to speak. So the fact that Shabbos, they go to shul, they always go to shul on Shabbos. Their takana was only ishmad vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, not vis-a-vis Shabbos. So let's go and make this Shabbos, we're going to go and call it Yom Kippur, even though it really wasn't Yom Kippur. It was just to keep it going, Zerim is only Shvayesim. You have certain communities, even today, that the if they have an Erev, what they do is one Shabbos a year, they say the Erev is down. For instance, that's what I'm told. I'm normally not on the west side on Shabbos, but there is an Erev. True, not everybody holds to the Erev. That's not the discussion for today. But all those Rabbanim that hold that it's a Yor, Kusher, Erev, and it's fine, it's his voil. I hear that on Thanksgiving Day, they always announce the Erev is down. Why is the Erev down? So that people that Shabbos should be makbid to go and make sure that not to go and carry. Otherwise, children are going to go and say, I grew up in a very frum neighborhood. Everybody in my Bis Medish was frum and Erlich and da 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 da. And we never heard the Zedister of carrying on Shabbos. We always went with a baby carriage and we always took the Talis to shul and they took the Siddur to shul. So therefore, once a year. I'm sorry? There is such an Indian, yeah. And in fact, I'll tell you a story, Master Shahoya, that I had with me. We had every single year coming to the west side from Yerushalayim, Reb David Weinberg, Zecharon Levracha. He was the son of the Friedrich Slonim Rebbe and the Shvuga of the Nesiv Shalom. Very, very choshev. He came once a year for raising funds on behalf of the Moistis Slonim. They might be related, but we're not talking about that individual. Could be, could be. Second cousin, third cousin. I don't. You want to be Mishadach with them? You already Mishadach. Okay, it's okay. Anyway, so this Reb David Weinberg came every single year. And he went to Grace, the Chid Zefrim, and all the rest. Shine. There was one Shabbos that he was with us. It was Friday night, and it was raining outside. And everybody else in shul, going to shul, they put on their plastics over their hats. But when it came Shabbos, they didn't put the plastics on, because as you know, Reb Moshe and most Poskim held that you cannot go and wear the plastic on top of the hat on Shabbos, because you're considered to be carrying. The hatanim that they have nowadays is because it's part of the beget. For instance, if it's part of your coat, and then you have it going on, so that's already coat. It's a shana beget. But if it's just a plastic, it doesn't add any warmth to the body. In fact, Reb Moshe says galoshes is not a problem because you're not just protecting your feet, your shoes. You're also adding to the feet. You're making it warmer. You're making it stronger. Uh-huh. Whatever. Mashenkin, you put a plastic on top of a hat. You don't add anything to the person. You're just protecting the hat. So Reb Moshe said, you're not allowed to go and carry. Anyway, this Reb David Weinberg's Chan of Rucha, it was Friday night. We're all leaving shul. And he put the plastic on top of his hat. And then I was afraid. You know, I was a little kid. And he was... He didn't wear shtam on the west side because it wasn't customary at the time. Today he would have, but at that time not. Anyway, but bottom people didn't wear the tzitzis outside like they wear today. You know, it's a different. So he went in andervat. Anyway, so he wore his typical black biberit, shkoyach, like he wore throughout the week, and he wore that on Friday night, and he put the plastic on top. And so I was a little bit nervous. I was older, 15 years old, maybe it wasn't even bar mitzvah, and he was already, you know, 60, 70s. I'm going to go and tell him halachas about carrying a chop. But yeah, I said timidly, you know, by ins and here in America that we don't wear the plastics on top of our hat. He says, I'm so surprised. In Yerushalayim HaKodesh, everybody wears a plastic on top of his hat on Shabbos. It wasn't Thanksgiving weekend. It was the middle of Parshas Bereishis. So what's the reason why he did it? Because in Yerushalayim there's an Erev, except for a couple of briskets and a couple of Chazon Nishnikas. At that time, there was no reliable Erev in Manhattan. So therefore,
he... Babich
as well. Anyway, so the point is, he did wear the plastic, and I told him, Yerushalayim, everybody goes with a plastic on top of hat. But he didn't know that because since Am's being Erev, he assumed that that's part of Hilchis, you know, no problem. But we that had the problem, there was no Erev at the time, so therefore we know that you can't. So that shows you the shikha. So that's why on the west side, and there are other communities as well, that they, at least once a year, they say, no, they shall yishtakach toiras carrying on Shabbos. Otherwise, what people think?
Yeah. We're talking about learning Masechta Shabbos, and you have no idea you can't carry.
Yeah, correct.
Learning Masechta Shabbos.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I had the story myself.
No, it was Easter.
So he took off the plastic end of the story.
He took it off. He took it off. It's still there in the Melitz Shtiba, waiting for somebody to claim it.
A plastic opening.
That's the
he took it back much of Shabbos.
It's part of the reason why those who ask for
the anyway, so all of that is fascinating. Getting back to our Gemara. And so let's just finish off Rabbi Isai. And they sent the message at that time, the Yom Kippur, the Hashata, this year, which mad year, we can't do Yom Kippur during the week. Darshata Shabbatahu. This year we're going to put Yom Kippur on Shabbos. V'chein ki aser rovin v'chol nechusei. All those people that came from Eretz Yisrael, they all said Amru Kerava. Ah, take. That's pshat in this halacha that we said that there's an afkimina between Shogi b'Shabbos his b'Yom Kippur and his b'Shabbos Yishogi b'Yom Kippur. What's the afkimina? Because it's not really Yom Kippur today. We call it Yom Kippur, and apparently the people Taka fasted that day because the Romans didn't come to go and check whether they had Kiddush and Shul. The fact that everybody went to Shul, they always go to Shul on Shabbos, and that didn't stare them, that didn't bother them. But Yom Kippur bothered them, so they didn't know what was going on inside Shul. Otherwise, they'd see people using Machzorim instead of using Sidurim, and that they're all clapping Al-Chet, etc. They didn't know that, and they weren't interested. So therefore, getting back to this memra of Rabbi Yochanan, Shogeg b'Shabbos Yizri Yom Kippur Mizri Chayiv, you know why you're Chayiv? Because it's Shkog HaShabbos. Sizrich HaShabbos, there's no question about it. You did a Shkog of Shabbos, and of course, you have to go and bring a Karm Chattas. However, if it was Shogeg b'Yom Kippur, because it wasn't really Yom Kippur. It's as if today, I would say, yeah, today, Rabbi Yisai, today's Yom Kippur. And then somebody by accident did Malacha. You're not going to have to go and bring a carbon. This whole shtickle gemara that we just learned, now too much fun. So you shouldn't think, this is a doichi teretz. No, they said, Kerovah, that's Tak and the Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. Rava was in Chutz Laretz. So Ravin and Chonachusa, all those that came from Eretz Yisrael down to Bavel, they said, Rav is gerecht. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant by Unz in Eretz Yisrael when he said that there's enough community between Shogeg b'Shabbos or Shogeg b'Yom HaKippur. With this, we finish that shikha.
This is Shas HaShemad.
Yes.
This is Shas HaShemad. You know, if you know Shulcha and Union of Shoelaces, you can't change.
Yeah.
Second of all, are you allowed to fast on Shabbos?
Are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? I guess under those circumstances, they felt that it was okay. The Gemara says, Masechtas Tanis, what happens if you had a terrible cholim on Friday night, and you wake up in the morning, you're allowed to go and fast that Shabbos. And the Gemara says, but since he was ma'ane himself on that Shabbos, yisane Tanis letanisoy, then he has to go and fast a second Tanis. It doesn't have to be on Sunday. A few days later, a week later, he has to make a Tanis because of the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So you see that you're allowed to for Tanis Cholim. So Madach, one individual Tanis Cholim. So if they Klal Yisro felt the Inyan of Yom Kippur, we're going to go make Yom Kippur. So apparently that's permissible. And maybe Zakah, some people were a Misana Tanis of Tanis. Chavash anymore doesn't address that. But bottom line is, that was the story. And therefore, the Shogig on Shabbos, you had to bring Karm Chatzis, but not for the Shogig of Yom Kippur. So now we go back to our Mishnah, and we had, remember, discussion whether the din of Gidanosha applied to a behemah tmeh. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. You know why? Because the Isser of Gidanosha didn't start at Har Sinai. It already started in the times of Yaakov Avinu with the Sarish Leitzav, like it says in the Pasuk. Al kein lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael is Gidanosha ad yom hazeh, ki noga b'kaf yerach Yaakov, etc. So it sounds like from the Torah, like Rabbi Yehuda is right, that it was already Osir pre-Har Sinai times. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, Tmeya, Behemoth Tmeya, was mutter. Anybody could have eaten horse meat or elephant meat or tiger meat or any type of Behemoth Tmeya. Not a problem. But Gidanosh was already Osir because it's Al-Kain Le-Yoich Le-Yisrael, already Mashma at that time. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the din of Gidanosh is Noyheg Af B'Tmeya. But the Chachom of our Mishnah disagreed. So Tanya, Omer le Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi nemer al kein le yoichu b'nei Yaakov, v'loi nemer ele b'nei Yisrael, v'loi nikr b'nei Yisrael ad Sinai. They only were called b'nei Yisrael later on at the time of Sinai. They weren't called b'nei Yisrael at that time. At that time it was still Yaakov Avinu. So when the Pasuk says al kein le yoichu b'nei Yisrael, it means later generations at the time of Mar Sinai. because at that time he wasn't called Yisrael yet, at the time of that. And so until then you could eat a behemoth tomato, but you could also eat Gid HaNosha, they're saying. Why can you eat a Gid HaNosha? Because the Lo Yoichlu is when they became to the status of Bnei Yisrael, which is at the time of Har Sinai. So the Torah was very, very careful by saying, Al Ken Le Yoich B'nai Yisrael, not Al Ken Le Yoich B'nai Yankiv, because Israel was not Chal at that time. This was only Chal at Har Sinai time. So what was the Machlokes in our Mishnah? So what did Rabbi Yehuda hold? He holds it is Chal B'Behemet Tmei. Why? Because it was already Chal pre-Har Sinai, already at that time. At that time, could you eat Behemet Tmei? Yes. So Gid HaNosha was chal on behemoth tomato. The Chum said, no, what are you talking about? The din of Gid HaNosha only applied from Har Sinai. The best ray is, because it doesn't say, Al Kein Leyoichu B'nei Yankiv, it's El Kol B'nei Yisrael. So we're talking about the future, Miyat Hashem, at that time, the time of Har Sinai. But at that time of B'nei Yaakov, they were allowed to eat it. Frank Timara, El B'Sinai Nemar, V'leinich B'nei Yisrael Atzina. Frank Timara, El B'Sinai Nemar. So now they're finishing off their statement. B'Sinai Nema, the halacha of not eating Gid HaNosha was really from Har Sinai together with all the other 612 mitzvahs. This is 613. So why was it written in the times of Parshas Bereish and Sefer Bereish? We don't know a lot of the Tamei HaMitzvahs, and so therefore, when it comes to Har Sinai, I know why I'm not supposed to do Shabbos, Sheshes Yomim, Kodesh Baruch Hu created. I have to be Mechabit Av V'Ein, because they're the ones that created me. I'm not allowed to do Avodah Zarah, because Rabbi Nishlam is the only God. But why would the Rabbi Nishlam say he can't get a nosha? Why should he should tell me I shouldn't eat something else? I'm skin a nosha. Because in the time of Bereishis, it's when I'm Achloikis Vishen with the Yaakovina with the Sorish Leisov. So the Issa was not at that time, he's just giving the Tam. So at the time of Har Sinai, when everybody's walking home and they're saying to themselves, why Tak is Gid HaNosha? Don't you remember? We learned back in Sefer Bereishis. Okay. But the Issa was Tak only Chal at the time of Har Sinai. So L'choyra, that's a good deterrent. Mosav Rava, you're telling me that they were not called B'nai Yisrael until after Har Sinai. But there's a passing in the Torah, V'yisu B'nai Yisrael as Yaakov Aviyah. That when Yaakov and the children all moved to Mitzrayim at the times of Yosef, says Vayish B'nai Yisrael. So you see the B'nai Yisrael, they're called B'nai Yisrael even before Matan Torah. And you told me, no, that they're not called B'nai Yisrael until Sinai. Evidimor La'achar Maisa. At the time of the actual Muhammad between Yaakov Avinu and the social Esav, they were all still B'nai Yaakov. After that, when he finally left, Shalcheni, Ki Ola Shochar, I want to get out of here. And so he said, no, give me a bracha. What bracha did he give? Yisrael Yeshemecha, Kisarisa. But at the time of the original Kitoka, Bekaf Yerach Yaakov, he was still Yaakov at that time. He wasn't Yisrael at that time. After the Masa was over, then he became Yisrael. And now, Yisrael, Yisrael, this is showing La'achar Masa. You're right. They didn't get the name Bnei Yisrael at the time of Har Sinai. They got the name Bnei Yisrael after this Masa, but not Bishas Mais. Now that they're called Bnei Yisrael, let them be now Chayiv, not Chayiv. Let them be over and have the Isra of Gid HaNosha from the time that the Torah calls Bnei Yisrael. The first time I see that Bnei Yaakov called Bnei Yisrael is from this time of Yisra Bnei Yisrael. So at least from that moment, let them be Osir Gid HaNosha, not from the time of Har Sinai. You think the Torah was given in installments, one installment today and one installment next day and the next day. You have one of two choices. You either have the choice that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it happened b'shas masa, that Al Kein LeYoichu happened at that time, and since Behemet Tamei was mutter at that time, and the Torah told you it's a Gid HaNosha, say Gid HaNosha is chal on the Isser of Behemet Tamei. Masha Enkein Gabi the Rabbanon, since we don't say Pa'omim Pa'omim, so it wasn't given at that time, it was given by Matan Torah. By the time of Matan Torah, there was no Behemet Tamei that was mutter, only Behemet Torah. So therefore, Gid HaNosha was only chal on Behemet Torah, not on Behemet Tamei. And that's the base of the Machlokes. We'll stop here. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Hatzlocha Rabbah.